Hi, Glenn Broggett back with you on this Thursday morning, and we have with us on the line back again. It's been a while since we've had a chance to chat with her, and you know she's always got something going on over there at Visit Thief River Falls. Laura Stengrim, welcome, and yeah, it's our first time since we've chatted in quite some time, and probably, I do believe it's our first since 2019. Laura, very nice to have you take some time out of your schedule here this morning to chat with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Glenn. I'm glad you didn't forget about me.
Hey, now, things just happen. You know, you get so busy. And the last time, I do believe you were very busy. Kind of, you had a full day of meetings, things that you were doing. And once I kind of got an idea of what's been going on here with looking at some of the notes for today. And it's been quite busy here in 2019 thus far here in these winter months.
It has, absolutely. And like you said, we've got this is our first interview since the beginning of the year. So I thought I'd maybe start off with announcing our board of directors, because they are really the masterminds behind everything that I do and all of our work accomplished here at Visit Thief River Falls. So if you don't mind, maybe I'd run through those names and give them a little bit of a shout out here this morning.
Well, let's get caught up. Who's on the board here for 2019?
Okay, fantastic. So we've got, starting out with our co-presidents, we have Dave Carlson and Barbie Larson. And then we have, as vice president and treasurer, Hamilton Keefe. Our secretary is Missy Slutton. And our past president is Larry Rolfe. Those are our officers. So they do just a little bit of extra work for our organization. They do some kind of behind-the-scenes type work in between board meetings. And then moving on to the rest of our board, we have Jane Anderson, we have Melissa Benoit, Deb Grorud, Kurt Howe, Ray Kuznia, Megan Rialt, and Amy Wozniak. So being we've started the new 2019 year, I want to just give a shout out to them and a really big thank you, because, like I said, they're kind of the ones behind the scenes directing me and really making decisions that I carry out on behalf of the organization.
Okay, we just want to double check. You got all the names so you don't get heat with anyone you missed? You got them all?
I got them all. I was actually reading off a cheat sheet here, so I didn't forget anybody.
You were well planned there. And speaking of plan, Visit Thief River Falls has recently went through a strategic planning session. Could you talk a little bit about the results from that recent strategic planning session here as we talk about 2019 as we gear up?
Absolutely. So we were really excited. I don't know if my board was as excited as I was, but we did go through a strategic planning session last month, and it was fantastic. It did not disappoint at all. It truly lived up to my expectations as a really kind of a board retreat, if you will, and something that really, I think, bonded our board members together even more so than they already are. And it really helped us create a strategic plan that will guide our 2019 marketing plan, and will also provide some updates to both our bylaws as well as our personnel policies and procedures manual. So it was a time that, you know, we really spent about 2.5 hours or so diving deep into what we do as an organization, what has worked, what maybe could use a little bit of some work or some improvement, and also some brand new things that we'd like to try. And so after that session was done, I was so pleased to hear all the positive feedback from our board. And, you know, some of them said, oh my gosh, you know, I thought it was going to kind of drag on. It seemed like a long amount of time to dedicate, but it truly went fast and they really, really enjoyed it.
Well, I think you've made
pretty excited about that.
Definitely sounds like it sounds like you guys you made a really great connection with that session. Let's talk now about the website here, a brand new website. Let's get the lowdown from you about this Visit Thief River Falls website.
Absolutely. So this is something that I've been working real closely with our webmaster on, and we just launched this week. So just on Monday, it actually went live, and it's a brand new website. So it's still under our current domain is the same, which is visittrf.com. And it is Very similar in look and feel to what our old website is, but it's a totally different color scheme. So our old website was really a lot of light blues and yellows, and now we went to a little bit more of a darker and a sky blue to match our new web, our new logo that we redesigned last year. And so I was very happy to say goodbye to that yellow that was on our website. Once we redesigned that logo, we're trying to just freshen everything up, and the website was the really big piece that we still needed to freshen up and launch. And so I'm just thrilled that we got that done. And like I said, I'd love for all the listeners to check that out at visittrf.com and let me know what you think.
All right. Feedback always appreciated. I want to talk about a couple of conferences, one upcoming and one that you had previously attended. Let's talk about the one you had previously attended, the Explore Minnesota Tourism Conference that was recently held in St. Paul.
Yeah. So a little earlier this month, I was down in St. Paul at our statewide tourism conference. It was put on by Explore Minnesota. And, you know, I'm very lucky because my board really takes continued education and professional development very seriously. And they feel that, you know, I need to continue to learn, continue to develop, especially in the marketing industry, which is forever changing every single day, it seems. So that was something that I really enjoyed. I try to attend every single year. And I always come away with some really great things that I can put to work right away. I started a to-do list at the conference, which was about 2 days long, and I filled over a dozen things that I can put to work right away here back at the office, and I've already been kind of chipping away at that list, and I'd say I have about half of them already completed, so kind of proud to toot my horn about that.
Well, absolutely. It sounds like it definitely sparked your interest and it got you going on these lists, and you're almost done with these lists. You seem like it got you further into conquer mode.
Well, it's such a, you know, those conferences are really motivational and inspiring. You know, you see case studies from other tourism organizations and things that they do that just give you great ideas. I mean, this industry is all about not recreating the wheel. You know, we're all kind of trying to do the same thing. We're trying to bring visitors into our communities. And so we can always kind of mirror other organizations' efforts and put our own spin on them so that we make them our own.
Mm-hmm. I want to go to something that is upcoming here in the month of April. Tell us a little bit about this Northwest Minnesota Tourism Conference.
Well, this is a way that our listeners could really get some of those tips and tricks all about marketing and promoting either your business or your event or your organization. We put on a tourism conference each year on behalf of a regional association called Riverland Association. And so this conference is put on at UMC each year. So it's University of Minnesota Crookston, not too far away. And this year's conference is going to be held on Tuesday, April 2nd from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. And so it's a full day of education and lunch, and the cost is only $45. And so it's a fantastic opportunity, especially for our listeners that have, like I said, a business or organization or event that they're really trying to get the word out about, but they really, you know, maybe don't have a large marketing budget. And want to stay kind of on top of some of the trends, you know, social media, digital marketing, some of those things. We'd love to have anyone and everyone there who lives in and does business here in Northwest Minnesota. So the brochure and the complete schedule will be coming out in the next week. And we're hoping to get that out in the Chamber's newsletter when that's available. But I'll also have a copy available here at my office. So anyone interested in more information can just give me a call. And my number is 686-9785. Or I'm located right downtown in the Carnegie Library.
Excellent. So all the information that anyone would need, they can get hooked up with you here. You know, we talked about the new website, but something that's brand newish, was brand new when we last spoke a few months back, was the 2019 Visitor's Guide. Now, this thing is brand new, street legal, and ready to roll. Tell us a little bit about the Visitor's Guide.
It is. It has hit the streets. And I know I mentioned this in December when we talked, but now that it is out, I wanted to give another little shout out about it. It is the Fee for Referrals Visitor's Guide that our organization puts out with the help of our publishing company called Think Tourism USA. And it is a 64-page all-inclusive marketing piece for our area. So we have that available at over 90 of our local businesses. So feel free to pick that up wherever you see it. It's free. It has our events calendar listed in there. So 12 months of events. It also has all of the recreation, attractions, dining, shopping, lodging, you name it, all about Thief River Falls. And one change that I wanted to just bring up is it does not include coupons this year. We had just a little bit of an issue with the coupons that were in last year's guide. We couldn't keep them on the shelves because they were such good coupons, and we were kind of losing the rest of the content in the guide from people just ripping out the coupons and throwing the rest of the guide in the garbage. So we decided to actually discontinue coupons in the guide. And so you really only need one copy.
Now, before we head out, do you have anything else you'd like to talk about? Anything upcoming that you want to let the listeners know about that we haven't touched base on today?
You know, I would just mention that we have a ton of upcoming events in Thief River Falls and always something to do no matter what the season is. And the best way to find that list is to go to our website, which is visittrf.com, and you'll find a full events calendar of fun things to do for your family or you and your friends or whoever, maybe even a little date night.
Absolutely. You got it covered once again.
Well, thanks so much, Glenn. Thanks for having me.
For Pioneer 90.1, I'm Glenn Brockett.